Morning, and today's daf is also a very famous daf in Masechet Shabbos, daf Lamed Gimel, and it continues a theme of Agaritza, different sins causing different punishments, and finally we have on the Amud Beis the famous story of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and running away from the Romans and hiding in the cave. So let's start again with the two dots on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom says the Gemara Bavon Gezel for the sin of stealing. Hagovai Ola. Yes, our learning should be Lili Nishmas Chaya Malka Basfival, Peggy Danishevsky's mother, whose yard site is today. So again, thank you, Phil. Bavon Gezel, for the sin of theft. Hagovai Ola, that causes the locusts to rise and destroy the crops. Barav Hove, and then there's a lot of famine. Ubnei Adam Ochlim Besar Bnei Muvnei Sehem. And the famine can get that bad as a punishment for theft that people might actually become cannibals, eating the flesh of their children. Shanam, as it says, Shimua Davar Azeh Parosa Bashan. Listen to this matter, you cows of the Bashan. As I mentioned yesterday, this was a reference to the very wealthy women of Samaria, Asher Bahar Shomron, that are on Mount Shomron, Ha'oshkos Dalim, who take advantage of the very poor, Harotitzos Evyonim, who smash the impoverished. Amar Rava, Rava said, what's this a reference to? What's this like? Gonhani Nashi de Mechuza. It's like the women of Mechuza. The Achlan Velo Avdan. So they consume a lot, but they don't work themselves. So because they're used to eating a lot, drinking a lot, but they're not working. So they're stealing. Sometimes they steal from their husbands, sometimes they steal from other people. Uksiv, and the verse then says about this crime of theft. Hikesi eschem, I'm going to hit you, b'shidafon, with floods, b'yerakon, with illness. Harbos, k'nuseichem, harbos. Yeah, no, harbos. Harbos k'nuseichem v'karmeichem v'tzeineichem v'zeiseichem yochel hagazam. The great amounts of your gardens and vineyards and figs and olives will be eaten by the locusts. Veloshavtem adainu Hashem, and still you haven't returned to me, says God. Uksiv, then the verse goes on to say, Yeser hagazam achal ha'arbeh, whatever was left over from the gazam locust was eaten by the arba locusts. The yeser ha'arbeh, whatever was left by the arbeh, achal ha'yelek, was consumed by the yelek locusts. The yeser ha'yelek, achal ha'chasil. And whatever was left from there was eaten by the chasil locusts. Uksiv in the verse also says, v'yigzor al yamin, and he decreed on the right, v'ra'av, and there was a famine. V'yochal al smol v'lo saveyu ish b'sar zaro yochelu, that when there was such a terrible famine, people looked to the right, there was no food. To the left, there was no food. So people actually ate the flesh of their children. Al tikra basar zro'o, don't read it as the flesh of their arm. Al basar zaro, the flesh of their children. All right, another terrible crime. Ba'avur inui hadin, for the crime of delaying judgment. People come to a court and the court gives them a runaround. It doesn't want to address the issue. Or ivos hadin, even worse, the court deliberately corrupts the judgment. The kilkul adin, or the court was rushed. So instead of giving it the time to figure out the right answer, they made mistakes because they were reckless. Ubitul Torah, or for the sin of neglecting Torah study and causing others to neglect Torah study. Cherev, sword, ubiza rabba, and a lot of plundering. The dever and plague, ubatzores and famine. Ba will come. Ubnei Adam Ochlin, people will eat, Vein and Sveim, they won't be full, Va'ochlin Lachman, Mishkal, there'll be so little bread, they'll have to weigh out the bread. Dichsiv, as the verse says, Ve'avisi Alechem Cherev, no chemis nekam bris. I'm going to bring against you the sword that avenges the vengeance of the covenant, in Brisa la Torah, the covenant is a reference to Torah Shenemar, as it says, Im lo brisi, if not for my covenant, yom v'layla, of day and night, I would never have established the world. And the verse also says, b'shivi lachem ate lechem, when I break for you the bread, v'afu eser nashim, and 10 women will break, uksiven will bake, and it won't be enough. Uksiven, it says, again, Parshas Chukosai, why do all these terrible things happen? Yan v'yan v'mishpatai ma'asu, because they rejected my judgments, there was corruption in the courts, and because of that, terrible tragedies. Another sin that causes terrible tragedies, bavon shvu ashav, the sin of a false oath, such as somebody who swears that the glass is really wood, or shvu asheker, or a dishonest oath. He swears that he will eat and he doesn't eat. Chil Hashem, for the sin of desecrating God's name, v'chil Shabbos, desecrating the Shabbos. Chayara Rabba, then there are a lot of wild animals that are bad, that increase. Ubehema Kala, the domesticated animals die out. Ubehne other Mismatim, there are less people around. Vadrachim Shtomim, and the roads are desolate. Shemam, as the verse says, v'im be'elelo sivastruli, and if with these you won't be rebuked before me. I'll take it, be'ele, don't read it as be'ele ela ba'ala. So if you have the sin of false oaths, then you have all these terrible things. As it says, v'shlachti b'chem eschayasa sadel, send against you the wild animals of the field. And it also says, v'shvu asheker, in regards to an oath which is dishonest, v'losi shavu v'shmi l'asheker, don't swear in my name, for dishonesty, v'chilalta Hashem Elokecha, and then if you would do so, you would desecrate the name of God, your Lord. V'chil Hashem k'siv, in desecrating God's name, it says, v'losachalu Hashem kachi, and do not desecrate my holy name. V'chil Shabbos k'siv, in regards to desecrating Shabbos, it says, m'chalalei amos yumas, those who desecrate it will die. V'yalav chilul chilul mishvu ha-shaker, and we learn chilul chilul from gzeira shavar from shvu ha-shaker. Bavon shvicha stamim, for the crime of spilling blood, Beis HaMikdash Charev, we lost the Holy Temple. Shechina mistalekas mi Yisrael, and the Divine Presence leaves the Jewish people. Shenem, as it says, v'lo sachnifu, the end of the verse was, v'lo sachnifu esarat esher atem ba, ki adam hu yachnif esarat v'lo aretz lo yuchupar, l'adam asher shupach ba, ki im bidam shovcho. And then it says, v'lo tamei esarat esher atem yoshvim ba, and in this way, by not spilling blood, you will not defile the land that I am residing within it. Implying if you do defile it, then you're not going to be able to stay sitting in it, and I'm not going to stay residing in it. For the crime of illicit behavior between men and women, Ba'avodas kochavim, for the crime of idolatry, v'ashmat hashmitin, not keeping the law of leaving the 7th year, the land fallow, v'yovlos, and in the 50th year, returning fields to their original owners and allowing the slaves to go free. Galus v'la'olam, exile comes to the world. U'maglin osan, they will exile them, u'va'an achayim, others, strangers will come, v'yoshvim v'mkomim, and settle in their places, shenem, as it says. He has called to Avos El Asu Anshe Aretz, for all these abominations were done by the people of the land. Uksiven in verse says, Vatitame Haaretz, the earth became impure. Vefkoda Vana Aleha, and I put her sin upon her. Uksiven the verse says, Velo Saki Aretz Eschem, and the land will not, reject you. Betam Achem Osa, when you make it impure. Ubavodas Kochavim Uksiven, in regards to idolatry, it says, Venasatias Pigrechem, I'm going to place your idols, uksiva shimosi es mikdashechem, and I'll destroy your temples, v'eschem es areba goyim, and I will scatter you amongst the nations. B'shmitin uviyovlos, how do we know that for not keeping shmita or yovel, one loses the land? Uksiva, as the verse says, az tirtze aretz eshab sosel. Through the exile, the land will get back her rest, her years of rest. Kol yamei hashama, all the days that she's empty. That's a payback for the fact that you didn't leave it empty in the 7th year. V'atem eretz oyveichem, as it says, uksiv kol yamei hashama tishbo. So all the years that it should have had shmita, that's what it's now going to have. So we had 70 years of exile between the first and second temples for the 70 Shemitahs that we did not fulfill when we had the first temple. Ba'avo nivlus pet, for the crime of, disgusting things coming out of the mouth. Soros rabos, many difficulties, xeros kashos, and harsh decrees, mischadshos are renewed. Ubachure sonei Yisrael, and the young Jewish men, mesim, will die. Yisom v'almanos, tzoakim, widows and orphans will call out for lonanim, and they're not going to get an answer. Shneim, as the verse says, al kain therefore al bachurav lo yismach Hashem. Ve'es yisomav v'almanosav lo yirachem, and for the widows and orphans you will not have compassion. Ki kulo chenef umareya, v'chol ped dover nevala, because he's all flattery and misdeeds, and his mouth is speaking disgusting things. V'chol zos lo shav apo, and with all of this, God is still not, no longer angry. V'od yad netuya, and his hand is still outstretched. V'od yad netuya, what is he, what is the hand outstretched to do? Says the Gemara, what that means is Amar Avchanan Barava, Hakol yodin kala lama nichnasa l'chupa. Everybody knows why a bride enters a wedding canopy. Elakala manavil piv, but anyone who makes his mouth disgusting and speaks about it openly, afilu chosman alav gzardin shal shivim shana l'tova, even if he had a decree of 70 years of good things, or he lived a full 70 years of life and did good things, and he had a decree of only good, hofchan alav l'ra, it'll be transformed to bad. All of his good will be thrown out because he defiled his mouth in speaking openly about intimate matters. Amar Rav Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Bar Shila said in Rav Chizda, Kalamanabilis Piv, anyone who makes his mouth disgusting by speaking openly about intimate matters, Ma'amikin lo Gehenim. They're going to make the Gehenim even deeper for him. Shanam, as the verse says, Shucha Amuka Pizarus. They're going to make a deeper pit for the one who has the strange mouth, or the mouth that says the things it shouldn't be saying, the strange things. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Af Shomea V'Shosek, even somebody who listens and is quiet also gets punished. And as it says, Z'um Hashem Yipol Sham, the anger of God will fall there. Amar Boshaya said, Kalamarik Atzmo, anyone who distracts himself, La'aveira, to be focused on doing sin, Chaburo Subtsar Yotzimbo, wounds and bleedings will go out in him. Shnamas it says, Chaburos Petza will go out because Tamruk Bera, he directed himself to do evil. Velod, not only that, El Shinidim Hidrakon, he's going to get this terrible illness. Hidrakon, which we're going to learn about, is an intestinal disease. Shenamas, it says, Umakos Chadre Batan, and he'll be hit in the chambers of the stomach. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Simen La'aveira Hidrokon. If you see a man with this intestinal disease, you can assume that probably he did sins between men and women, and that's why God is punishing him with an intestinal disease. Tana Rabbanu, but we learned in a Braisa, really, Shlosha Mina Hidrokon. There are really three different types of intestinal disease. Shalaveira, sometimes it's a punishment from God because of a man's misbehavior. But that one is Ave. That's where the meat of, or the flesh of the ill person becomes thick. Shalra'av, that which comes because of famine, because he didn't eat enough, Tafuach, then the skin inflates. Shalkshafim, but sometimes this disease might happen because of black magic, and then dak, then the skin is the flesh is very thin. Shmuel Akatan Chashbech. Shmuel Akatan once got this intestinal disease, Hidrokon. Omer, he said, Ribono Shel Olam, God, me Mephis, who's going to throw lots to show that I'm not getting it because of sins, and I didn't do it because of sins. People are going to think I did it, I got it because of sins. So Itzi, so God healed him. Abaye Chashbe, Abaye got sick with the intestinal disease. Amar Rava said, Yadana Bebu Nachmeni, I'm sure about Abaye, to machve nafshe, that he fasts a lot, and that's why he got sick. But it's not because of averos, not because of sins. Rava chashbe. Now, Rava got sick with this. Now, we know that if Rava said that Abaye was the one who's always fasting, it sounds like he was not fasting. So, how did he get this? V'harava hu da'amar nefishik tili kadar minefiche kapan. Rava used to say, more die from hydrocone that's based on people not going to the bathroom quickly and trying to hold it in versus people who get hydrocone from famine. So, you know, Rava, from fasting. So Rava certainly wouldn't fast, and Rava certainly wouldn't hold in when he had to go to the bathroom. So the Gemara says, Shani Rava. Rava was different. The Ansila Rabbanan Be'idnei Bal Karche. He was a very popular teacher. And when he would teach, the students would have lots and lots of questions. Even though he had to go to the bathroom, he would be holding it in because he felt he couldn't leave all of his students. So that's why he got this intestinal disease, by holding the excrement in too long. And it wasn't based on famine. And even though he knew the dangers of not, you know, quickly running to the bathroom, but nevertheless, he got sick because he felt that he had to just wait for the students and resolve their questions. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, Arba Simanim Heim, there are four signs. Siman La'Aveira, a sign of sin, namely between man and woman, hydrocone, is this illness of hydrocone. Siman La'Sinas Chinam, a sign of baseless hatred, is Yerakone, the illness of turning green. Siman La'Gasas Haruach, the sign of arrogance, is Anios, is poverty. And Siman La'Lashon Hara, the sin of Lashon Hara, is Askara. Askara is diphtheria. It's an illness that afflicts the throat and the breathing. And as we know, the students of Rabbi Akiva, who died in the season that's coming up between Pesach and Lag BaOmer, they all died from this illness, Askara. And similar to Lashon Hara, to bad speech, Lonagu Kavod Zeh BaZeh. They didn't treat each other with respect. They didn't have mutual love and kindness. And they got this terrible illness. Tanur Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a braisa. You know, I think Chana made this point. I think she's right. You know, if there's this respiratory illness, which is what is around the whole world now, maybe it's a message from Hashem that we need to watch what we say. We need to be more careful in terms of speaking about others, Lashon Hara, and loving others. I think that's a very, you know, powerful takeaway. You know, I think another takeaway is that clearly to try to mitigate the spread, people have to be with themselves. People can't be with others. If you have 1,000 people in a room, the chance that one of them unfortunately doesn't know yet that he's sick is much higher than if you only had one person in the room. So the smaller the groupings, the safer it is. So maybe Hashem is telling us we need to look at within ourselves. You know, we need to look within our neshamos, what's within ourselves, the emunah, and fix that. Fix what's in ourselves and not just, you know, judge ourselves by the groups and by the public. We have to be, you know, much more focused on the personal and the unique relationship that we have to build with Hashem, each one of us. So now again, Tanur Rabbanan Lenten Abraisa, Askara Ba La'olam, the illness of diphtheria comes to the world. Now it's turning to Lama Gimel Amid Beis, Al HaMaiser, for people not giving the 10% that they're supposed to give to the Levi. Rashi explains that that this illness, diphtheria, starts in the throat, and it goes down to the intestines, Askara. So if a person doesn't give maser and he eats fruits that maser wasn't given from, he's eating things that he shouldn't be eating. So that's why measure for measure, he's eating what he shouldn't be eating. That's why an illness comes down the throat and then it goes down into the intestines. Reb Blazer Biyosi says, as we just said before, Askara comes for Lashon Hara, for bad speech. That's why there'll be an illness in the throat. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Itim Rabbi Shum Levi." Some say Rabbi Shum Levi said, "Ma'ikra." What's the source? The verse says, "Va'melech yismach be'lokim." The king will be happy in God. Yishalel kol hanish babo. He will praise all who swear in his name. Ki yisacher pi dovrei shaker, because it'll be filled up all those who speak lies. Ibailu, that a question in the yeshiva. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. So when Rabbi Elazar Yossi says that Askra comes for Lashon Hara, did he mean Lashon Hara not for eating the wrong things, or he meant eating the wrong things and Lashon Hara? Tashma coming here proved, because Shibichus Rebbe Singer Lekan Yavne, when our sages gathered in the yeshiva in Yavne, Hayashem Rabbi Yehuda, we had there Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar Yossi, who we just quoted, Rabbi Shimon. Initial Shaila Zubifnehem. And they ask this question, why does this illness come, which starts, why does it start in the intestines and ends up in the mouth? And then Rabbi Yehuda answered, why did he speak first? Because the king had commanded Rabbi Yehuda would be the Rosh Madam B'chol Makom. He should be the first one to speak. We'll see later why. V'amar, he explained, that when a person says Lashon Hara, Afo Pisha Klayos Yotzos, first it starts with the kidneys, giving him the idea. V'lev Maven, then the heart understands. V'lashon Mechatech, and then the tongue expresses it. And then finally, Peh Gomer, the mouth, lets it out. And so Askra that comes for Lashon Hara also starts from the inner organs, and then it ends in the mouth. Then Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi V'amar, then Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi responded and said, Mipnei She'ochlin V'advarim Tzmeim. The reason why people get askara is because they eat non-kosher food. Dvarim tzmeim salka daitach, it's because of eating non-kosher food. That's not such a terrible sin. Elo sha'ochlim ba'dvarim she'en mutzukanim. Rather, it's that they eat the food that trumos and maisos weren't separated from them, tevel, which gets misa bidei shamayim, death in the hand of heaven. Nan Rabbi Shimon v'amar, Rabbi Shimon said that askara diphtheria comes ba'avon b'til Torah, for the crime of not studying Torah. Amru lo, they said to him, what do you mean? But nashim yochichu, but the fact that women who don't have an obligation to study Torah get diphtheria, that's a sign that it has nothing to do with Torah. So Rabbi Shimon said, no, it does have to do with Torah. Shemevatlus espalehim, the women also sometimes have the crime that they distract their wives from studying Torah. And they said, nashim yochichu, but what about Gentiles? They get askara, and they don't have Torah. He said, no, they also have the sin of lack of Torah. Shemevatlus Israel, they cause the Jews not to learn Torah. They said, Tinokos Yochichu, what about the children? They don't even have any obligations. So why should they be getting this illness? Well, maybe also Shemavatan Esavian, they caused their fathers not to study Torah. And they said, well, Tinokos Shabbos Rabban Yochichu, what about the little children? So he said, Hasam Kid Reb Gurion, there it's like what Reb Gurion taught, I'm Reb Gurion taught, Vitem Reb Yosef Reb Shmaya taught. There's man Shat Tzadikim Bedor, when we have the righteous in the generation, Tzadikim Netfasim Al Hador, the righteous, unfortunately, get punished for the sins of the generation. Shein tzadikim b'dor, if we don't have the righteous who will suffer for our sins, then unfortunately, tinokos shabbos rabban nitfasen al hador. Then the young children, they might pass away because of the sins of the generation. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ze'iri. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ze'iri said, I'm Yilad, others say, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Nezira. Rabbi Shimon ben Nezira said, my krat, what's the meaning of the verse? The verse says, or where's the source for this? The verse says, "In lo teid ilach." If you don't know, you know, beautiful woman, how to keep the mitzvah, sayafah banashim, zilach mikvei atzon. Go look at the merits of your ancestors. Uriyas gediosayach al mishkanos haroim. V'armina, and we explain, gediim am mishkanim al haroim. Go to the little children, and you see that the little children are a mashkon. They're taken as a guarantee because of the sins of the shepherds. Shmamina, so we see from this braisa, that when Rabbi Elazar Yossi said that the issue was Lashon Hara that causes diphtheria, what he meant was Af Lashon Hara. He meant also Lashon Hara, because Rabbi Elazar Yossi says here explicitly, She'ochlin badvarim she'en mutukanim, that diphtheria comes for eating tevel, for eating things that maestros weren't taken from. So you see that Af Lashon Hara nami kamer. Rabbi Elazar Yossi meant for eating the things that we shouldn't eat, we might get this illness, heaven forbid, or for saying the things that we shouldn't say, Shmamina, that is a good proof. All right, now going through in this braisa, we said that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi was the first one to give an explanation for why diphtheria comes. Amai kari le rosh madam b'chol makom. Why was he called the first speaker? He answers the Gemara. He asked Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon were sitting. The Yosef Yehuda ben Gerim Gabayu, and there was a fellow Yehuda, the son of the converts, with them. Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda v'Amar. Rabbi Yehuda began and he said, Kama noy ma'aseim shel umazu. How wonderful are the deeds of this nation, the Romans. Tiknu shvakim, they've set up markets. Tiknu ksharim, they set up bridges. Tiknu merchatzos, they set up bathhouses. So he was praising the Romans. Rabbi Yossi was shatak, he was quiet, he didn't say anything. But Rabbi Shimon Yochai, not Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'amar, Rabbi Shimon Yochai stood up and he was a speak truth to power person. He said, "Kol ma'ase tiknu, whatever the Romans have instituted, lo tiknu el l'tzorach atzmo." They only did it for themselves. Tiknu shvakim, they made markets, loshen ben zonos, to have places for prostitutes, merchatzos, bathhouses, la'adin ben atzman, to beautify themselves there, sharim bridges, litzol mehen meches, to take tolls. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim, Yehuda ben Gerim went, v'sipa divrayim, and he told over these things. V'nishmu l'malchus, and all these things were heard to the Roman authorities. Amru, so they made the following determinations, the following punishments. Yehuda Berbiloi, the first one who spoke and praised the Romans. She'ila, who said that it's great that the Romans made the markets and the bathhouses and the bridges and the aqueducts. Yisala, so he'll be elevated, and therefore whenever rabbis speak, Yehuda Berbiloi has to be the one to speak first. Yossi Sushasak, Rabbi Yossi, who was quiet. Yigla Tzipori has to be exiled to the city of Tzipori, all the way in the north. Shimon Shagina, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who criticized Rome, who said that whatever Rome did, they did it for their own selfish purposes, Yehareg should be killed. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai now had a death sentence against him. Azal Hul Bre, so he and his son, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, went, and Tashu Be Midrasha, they hid in the yeshiva. Kol Yoma, every day, Avu Maisu Debisu, his wife of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, each day would bring rifta, would bring bread, the kuza de maya in a barrel of water, the karchi, and they would eat it. Kitakif gezerta, when the decree got tougher, in other words, the Romans figured this out and they were hot on their tails. Amar le, Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Nashim daitan kala alehen, you know, women, their das is light, and maybe dim mitzarula, maybe they'll torture my wife, maglayalan, and then she might reveal our hiding place. So they ran away. Az lutashlu b'maras, so they went and they hid in the cave. This was the cave in Meron. Israchish nisa, miracle happened. Ivru la charuva, a carob was created for them. Ve'ena damay, and a spring of water. Have mashal chamanayu, they used to take off their clothing, because they didn't want the clothing to be worn out. Ve'avu yasv atzav arayu b'chala, and they would sit up to their necks in the sand of the cave. And in that way, kulayoma garsa, all day they could study Torah because their chest was not seeing their nakedness because it was all submerged in the sand. But b'idam sluya, when it was time to daven, they'd get out of the sand. Lav shu michsi umatzli. They would again put on their clothing and they would daven. Then again, after they davened, they would undress. Tadim mishal chamanai, they would take off their clothing. The reason why they did this was that they didn't want the clothing to get worn out, and they wanted to have clothing for prayer. Itvu treisar shani b'marasa. They sat this way for 12 years in the cave. After 12 years, Aseliyo, Elijah the prophet came. Kama pischa the marasa. He stood at the entrance of the cave. Amri said, "Man lo doy lebar Yochai. Who's going to tell Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to miss Kesar that Caesar has died?" Ubatl gzerta, and the decree has been annulled. Nafku, they went out of the cave. Chazu inchi de kakarvi vizari, they saw people plowing and planting. Amari said, Manichim chaye olam, these people are leaving eternal life, oskan b'chaye shah, and are busy with temporary life. How could people be plowing and planting? They could be learning Torah, they could be praying, they could be getting eternity, and instead they're worried about food, they're worried about this world. So Kalmakam Shinosan Neam, wherever they would turn their critical gaze at, Miyad Nisraf, that place would burn up. Yatza Baskal Vamlahem, a voice came out of heaven from God and said to them, Lahachriv Olami Yatzasem, did you come out of the cave to destroy my world? Chizrul Marashem, go back into your cave. Other Azul, then they went back. Isivu Tracer Yarchishata, they sat in the cave for another 12 months. Amri, they said, Mishpat Rishon beGehenim Shneimasar Chodesh. The wicked get punished in Gehenim for 12 months. So how long could we be here for? Just 12 months. After 12 months, we'll leave. Yatza Baskol V'Amra, again, a voice came out of heaven now after the 13th year in the cave and said, Tzumi Ma'araschem, leave the cave. Nafku, they went out of the cave. Kol Heichad Ava Machi Rebbe Lazar, any place Rebbe Lazar, when he would look at it, would cause it to get hit. Ava Masi Rebbe Shimon, when Rebbe Shimon would look at it, he would cause it to be healed. As the Zohar says, Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, after the 13 years, said, Anan Beruchimusa Talya Milsa, our way is the way of loving everything. So even when Rebbe Lazar was critical about something, Rebbe Shimon looked at it positively and he caused it to be healed. Amar lo Rebbe Shimon, said Rebbe Lazar, B'ni, my son, Daila Olam, it's enough for the world, Ani Vata, that you and I will be busy with Torah. Bahadi Panya Damale Shapsa, as it was getting late on a Friday afternoon, Chaza Usava, they saw an old man, Davanakit Tre Medani Asa, was holding two bunches of hadasim. He ran Ben Ashmashos, and he was running, and it was getting late in the evening. Amulei, they said to him, Hani Lamalach, why do you have these hadasim? Amulehu, he said to them, L'chavet Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos. Tizgi Lach Bechad, why don't you just have just one bunch of hadasim? So he said, no, I need two. Chad Kneged Zachar, one because Hashem said, remember the Shabbos day, v'chad k'neged shamar, one because Hashem said, guard the Shabbos day, don't do malacha. Amar Leir, Rabbi Shimon said to his son, chazi kama chaviv and mitzvah al Yisrael, see how beloved mitzvahs are to the Jews. Yasev da'atayu, he then felt better. Shamar Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair chasanei, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, the son-in-law of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, heard. V'nafak l'apei went out in, ayel lebeibanei, he took him into the bathhouse. Hava ka'aruch le'lebistra, and he was the son-in-law, right? Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair was the son-in-law of Rebbe Shimon Yochai. So he took his father-in-law, Rebbe Shimon Yochai, into the bathhouse. And he was, you know, I guess preparing him for the bath. He was trying to like smooth down the skin. Chazi David be pila begufa. He saw that his body was filled with cracks. Have a kabachi. So Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair was crying. So the tears, which are salty, fell into these cracks from all the sand that Shimon Yochai was in, and they caused pain to Shimon Yochai. Amar Lei, Sir Pinchas Ben Yair said, "Oyli shirisicha b'kach. Woe to me that I saw such a great tzaddik in such a terrible state, in so much pain." Amar Lei, Sir Shimon said, "Ashrecha shirisani b'kach. Fortunate are you that you saw me this way. If you wouldn't have seen me this way, he wouldn't have found me in such a way. Because before Shimon Yochai ran away from the Romans, when Shimon Yochai would ask a question, Pinchas ben Yair would give 12 answers. But after all the suffering of 13 years in the cave with only one set of clothes and without any communication with anybody in the world, nobody in the world knowing where they are, they're not telling anybody in the world, and submerging themselves in sand to study Torah, the sof at the end, Pinchas ben Yair kushya, Pinchas ben Yair would ask one question, and the fire of Shimon Yochai, Esen v'arvah, Pimukim, Shimon Yochai could give 24 answers to it. Amar Shimon Yochai said, hold this, Rachish Nisa, since there was such a miracle, and I got this carob tree in the spring, and I was protected in the cave for 13 years. Ezel Iskin Milsa. So let me go do something back for God. Let me fix something. The example of this is Yaakov Avinu. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayishlach that after Yaakov had the encounter with Esau, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. Yaakov came whole to the city of Shechem. Amar Rav explained, Shalem Begufo. Whole meaning he was no longer limping. He was healed from what the angel had done to him. Shalim b'mamono, he was whole. He had all the money that whatever he had sent to Esav, God had given back to him in equal amounts. And shalim b'torasa, that even though he'd been traveling here and there, he still had all of his Torah. So therefore, Yaakov is in gratitude to what God had done for him. The verse says, Vayichan aspni ha'ir, he camped at the face of the city of Shechem, Amrav, matbeati kin lahem. He said, I have to do something for God. What do I do for God? I help the economy of the people of Shechem. To help human beings, that's to do for God, because God loves all human beings. He gave every human being life. So Yaakov Avinu created coins for the people of Shechem. Shmuel Amar Shvakim Tikun Lahem. Yaakov Avinu created markets for them. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chatzos Tikun Lahem. He helped their health. He instituted bathhouses. Amar said, Ikam Nilsa the Boilet Kuni. Is there something here? So Rabbi Shimon, learning from Yaakov Avinu, he said, is there something here that I need to fix? Amru Lei, so this is in Tveria. That's what we say in the songs of Rabbi Shimon. They said to him, Ika Duchta Dispe Safik Tumah. There's a place here where we're not sure. Maybe there are dead bodies here. Now starting Lama Dalam and Aleph. Vislu Tzara L'Kohanim Lafuki. So the Kohanim have a hard time because there's an area of the field where maybe there are dead bodies. They have to walk all the way around it. So that's something you could fix. So Amar, so Rabbi Shimon asked, Ika Inish Diyadav Yischazaka Chatara. Is there a person who knows that this place was a place of Tahara? So, Amar Le'ahu Sava, there was an old man, he said, you know, there is a tradition about the place. Kan Kitzetz Ben Zakkai Turmasei Truma. Here, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai planted and later uprooted turmasin. It's a type of bean of truma. So apparently it was a pure place, because if there were dead bodies there, they wouldn't be planting truma there, because what truma that's planted also has the status of truma. So Avad Ihu Nami Hachi. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai also did this. He planted the truma there. And a miracle happened with the truma seeds, that kol heichad avakashi, where he would throw the seeds down if the ground was hard. So that tare, that was a sign that there was no dead body there, and Rabbi Shimon said it was tohar. The kol heichad avarafi, and where he threw the seed, the ground became soft. Tzine, Rabbi Shimon put up a sign. He said, okay, here there's a dead body. Amar hu savas, this old man said, here ben yochai be sakvaros. Shimon Yochai is purifying a cemetery. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Shimon said, no, Yomale Ha'isa Imanu, if not for the fact that you were with us. Vafilu Ha'isa Imanu V'lo Nimes Imanu, even if you would have been with us and not agreed with us. Yafa Atza Omer, maybe it would have been a decent thing, but Achshav Sha'isa Imanu V'lo Nimes Imanu. But you were with us and you agreed with us. You told us Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai figured out a way to purify this area. So Yomru Zonos, Mefarkisos, zo is zo, tamid chacham lo kol shekein. So, you know, it's not right what you did. You know, the prostitutes who are competing with each other for business, they help make each other look good. So what Torah scholars who are not really competing for business, we're all in the same boat. We're all trying to serve God together. We should certainly be on the same page. It's not right for Torah scholars to be fighting with each other, especially when you yourself testified that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai found areas here that were pure through the planting of truma. So Yav Be'enei, Rabbi Shimon Yochai looked at him very critically, V'nach Nafshe, and that scholar died. Nafak L'shuka, Rabbi Shimon Yochai then went out to the market, Chazi L'Yehuda Ben Gerim, he saw Yehuda Ben Gerim who caused all the problems, because Yehuda Ben Gerim was the one who had told the Romans that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gerim praised them, Rabbi Yossi was quiet, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai criticized them. Amar, so Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, a dying yesh lezeh ba'olam, this one is still in the world. I don't understand, after the pain he caused. Nasan bo'enav, he put his eyes at him critically. Vaso gal shalatzamos, he made him a pile of bones. Okay, that's the end of today's daf. Everyone should have a wonderful Seder tonight. And Bezrat Hashem, on Motzoi Shabbos, we'll resume our learning of Daf Yomi. I'm going to plan to do a daf and a half, and I hope we'll be able to catch up over Chol HaMoed of all the days of the daf.